Reputation, 12th of December, patient Merlin, M-E-R-L-Y-N, Smith, S-M-I-T-H, at birth 1-19-1957. Merlin Smith was seen for evaluation of elevated calcium and parathyroid hormone, per paragraph. He has a history of musculoskeletal pains, which mainly involves his knees, ankles, with occasional cramps, period. He has never had kidney stones, and overall appears to be in good health, per paragraph. Past medical history is noted for elevated heart rate, for which he is followed by the cardiologist, Baker cyst, and gout, period. He's also had hiatal hernia, acid reflux, and a Barrett's ulcer, per paragraph. Family history is positive for arthritis, but no calcium problems, per paragraph. Social history, he's worked as a truck driver, per paragraph. Current medications, omeprazole 20 milligrams daily, allopurinol 100 milligrams daily, amlodipine 50 milligrams daily, Xarelto, vitamins and vitamin D, per paragraph. General review is otherwise unremarkable for 12 systems evaluated, per paragraph. On examination, blood pressure 128/76, weight 250 pounds, the BMI is 36.4, period. The pulse is 74 per minute, regular sinus rhythm, period. The thyroid gland was not enlarged, with normal normal lymph nodes and masses, palp of the neck, but the heart was normal, so clear, and the peripheral examination is grossly intact, per paragraph. I review recent lab tests, which include a calcium level of 10.5, slightly high, and PTH of 73, also mildly elevated, period. Impression, hypercalcemia, likely secondary to primary hyperparathyroidism, period. He also has well-controlled hypertension and gout, per paragraph. A parathyroid imaging study failed to convincingly show a hyperfunctioning parathyroid adenoma, period, paragraph. Observation is employed for now, with the routine follow-up is in about 6 months' time for reassessment and recheck of serum calcium, period. Should it continue to elevate above 11, consideration should be given to parathyroidectomy, paragraph, indication.